What's new in business news, August 25th, 2014? Government ban on satellite stations ends, anti-car theft gang regulations, and Swedish tourist homeless after being swindled by Thai woman. Television. Government ban on satellite stations ends. The junta has ended a ban on 12 satellite television stations, allowing them to go back on air again. The broadcasters have been off air since the coup on May 22nd. They will be allowed to resume broadcasting on condition they strictly follow the rules set by the National Council for Peace and Order, or NCPO. The NCPO has told the 12 channels that they must adjust their programs and fully cooperate with the military regime in keeping the public informed about its work with no bias and distortion of the content. The station owners appealed for an end to the blackout as the ban had hit their revenues. The banned broadcasters are seen as having political links. Blue Sky's popularity jumped as it closely followed the street rallies by the People's Democratic Reform Committee, or PDRC, and its leader, Suthep Thoksaban, to oust then-Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawatra. It is the mouthpiece of the Democrat Party. Asia Update and UDD supported the Pheutai Party and the Red Shirts. Crime. Anti-car theft gang regulations. The Land Transport Department is pushing for regulation to prevent license plate numbers from falling into the hands of car theft and car smuggling rackets, which use these license plate numbers to register vehicles that are stolen or smuggled into the country. Many badly damaged vehicles have managed to be reborn for sale in used car markets, police say. When insurance companies estimate compensation for badly damaged vehicles, ownership of the license plate numbers is transferred to the insurance company. It was found that some of these insurance companies resold the license plate numbers to those involved in car theft and car smuggling rackets. Many of the damaged vehicles are beyond repair and are also targeted by dealers who buy the wreckage at cheap prices at auctions and resell them to car garages and sometimes car theft rackets. Members of car theft gangs would then use the license plate numbers of the damaged vehicles for vehicles that were stolen or illegally acquired. They would then resell the vehicles to dealers operating used car tents, frequently advertised for sale on the internet. Police are investigating allegations that some provincial land transport offices are also colluding with dealers in car wreckage. Part of the problem, he said, is carelessness on the part of authorities who are responsible for checking documents and the conditions of the vehicles. On July 18th, police arrested three men suspected of being involved in car license forgery and seized five cars from them as evidence. The suspects advertised cars for sale on Facebook and offered to process fake car documents. Many of the cars were bought from pawn shops after car owners defaulted on loan payments owed to pawn shops. Tourism. Swedish tourist homeless after being swindled by a bar girl. The story of a Swedish tourist who lost everything in a bar girl swindle and lives hand to mouth on the streets of Bangkok because his embassy won't fly him home has drawn widespread public sympathy online, with many people wanting to donate money to help him. The pitiful existence of former chef Leif Krister, age 45, became public after images of him sleeping on a footpath in the Soi Nana or Sukhumvit Soi 4 area went viral on the internet earlier this week. Mr. Krister arrived in Thailand in May with his life savings of more than 1 million baht, hoping to settle down with an unidentified Thai woman, who is thought to work in a bar in Soenana, whom he had met late last year. But the woman swindled him out of his money, leaving him with only his passport and a few belongings, according to Pemaka Jiawang, age 40, who has tried to help Mr. Krister. Ms. Pemaka said he could not ask for financial assistance from the Swedish embassy to fly home because he had lost other documents. He had sought their help several times. With no money and no resources, he has since been forced to live on the streets, using the footpath in the middle section of Soenana as his bed for the past few months. Ms. Pemaka, who works at a pharmacy in the area, said she befriended Mr. Krister after he tried to break into a condominium room in Nana where her colleague lived a few months ago, because he mistook it for the room of his girlfriend. He went there to ask for his money back from the woman, she said. He was deceived by the woman into thinking she lived in the room, Ms. Pemaka said. He wants to go home but has no money because he sold everything in Sweden to come here, Ms. Pemaka said. Mr. Krister had tried to earn money by working as a hired hand and is reduced to begging with a tin can when he cannot make ends meet. Ms. Pemaka described Mr. Krister as a nice person who does not want to trust anyone after his nightmare relationship with the Thai woman. Ms. Pemaka said she and two colleagues take turns to visit him every night after they finish work so that Mr. Krister can feel a bit better and can release his depression. Mr. Krister recently underwent an operation for a urinary bladder problem and still has to use a urine catheter. The Swede worked as a chef in his hometown. He separated from his wife, with whom he has two children, 5 years ago. Ms. Pemaka said Mr. Krister is reluctant to take money from her, so she can only help by providing him with urine catheters and accompanying him after work.